In 48 Way number 12, Developing an Idea with Students, we talked about the importance of teaching. Teaching is a responsibility. If you know the cure for cancer and don't share it with others, you're responsible for the deaths that result. If you know wisdom and don't teach it to people who need it, you're responsible for the ways in which they suffer from the lack of that wisdom. We also said that teaching was an important way to gain wisdom for yourself. The questions of students and the need to clarify when you teach gives the teacher a much deeper understanding of whatever he or she is teaching. Today's way he learns in order to teach is coming to focus on a different aspect. As part of a series of techniques of learning Torah, it is giving an important new technique. To really understand an idea, think out how you would teach it, even if you aren't going to teach it now. To understand the value of this, we need to go back to our model of the mind as a computer. To expand our wisdom, we need to get in touch with the deeper answers in our computer. The 48 Ways has already taught us the two tools that form the basis of the Talmud, asking and answering, and hearing and adding. Using these tools will help us get greater understanding on whatever subject we use them on. But it is a painful effort to use our mind. No less a man than Henry Ford, the famous inventor, said that people will do anything they can to avoid thinking. So even the person who is learning Torah, who is committed to thinking, has his comfort zone. Our natural tendency is to think within that comfort zone and resist going outside of it. We can see how this process works if we think of daily experiences. When we are giving a report to people in our office, we are likely to focus on what we want to say. It is more of an effort to think about what they need or will want to hear. When we are trying to teach our children about life, our comfort zone is to want to tell them what we think they need to know, without thinking about how they are feeling and how they will respond to what you are telling them. Learning in order to teach is a key tool to get out of that comfort zone. In the above examples, it would involve imagining to ourselves, before we speak, what our audience will be thinking and asking, and modifying our presentation accordingly. Or imagining what our kids are thinking, if that's possible, and teaching what we feel they need to know based on that understanding. Getting out of this comfort zone can impact all our Torah learning. For instance, when you're learning Jewish law, you may be content to just learn what to do in your daily life. It is an extra effort to ask why the law is this way, something that may require more deep thinking, and is not always talked about directly in the book you are studying. But if you imagine teaching a less committed student who will want to know the reason, you'll be forced to make an effort to find out. You'll push yourself to look into other sources, to ask your teachers, or just to ask your intuition. You will find that you have grown from asking and finding the answer. This doesn't just apply to laws that need to be clarified. It can work for any aspect of Torah. For example, you may be studying the weekly Parsha and come to Parshat Chayei Sarah, where Avraham sends out his servant Eliezer to find a wife for his son Yitzhak. Eliezer succeeds through a great miracle in finding Yitzhak a wife to continue the Jewish people. An older, already married person learning this story might focus on how the Almighty takes care of his holy ones to ensure the future of the Jewish people. He might pay more attention to how Eliezer fulfills his mission and ask if it was right to set up the sort of test that he did. He might wonder at the fact that the Torah considers it important to write about Eliezer telling his whole story, even though it has already told us the story. As the rabbis say, more beautiful is the chatter of the servants of the forefathers than the Torah of their children. His comfort zone is to focus on the aspects of the story that seem immediately relevant to him. But if he thinks how he would teach it to young unmarried men, he will become aware that the standards Avraham set for Eliezer and the test that Eliezer set for Rivka can help them understand what they should be looking for in a wife. He would face the questions that might come up. Why is family so important that Avraham will send Eliezer to choose a wife from his family, who are idol worshippers, rather than look around for someone closer to home who can be checked out more? Why did Eliezer choose to test for the quality of kindness and didn't seem to care what Rivka believed in? How can the Torah present a marriage arranged by others as a proper thing? What if Yitzhak didn't like Rivka, or Rivka didn't like Yitzhak? From looking into these issues, provoked by the needs and questions of potential students, he can get deeper insights into life. These insights, which he would otherwise have missed, can help his own marriage, as well as help him to advise others. Asking deeper moral questions is often outside our comfort zone. People who have not had serious suffering in their lives may not particularly want to ask the question, why do good people suffer? But thinking of teaching a person who has suffered greatly will force them to make the effort to work out the issue. The understandings they come to will help them appreciate better what they see happening around them in the world, and will give them a better foundation to deal with suffering if they later experience it. Focusing on how you would teach something also helps you in other ways. You have to organize the subject, find the important principles, understand how the different ideas you would teach fit together. That will help you understand what you're learning better, as well as to remember it. When you teach someone, you have to make the subject interesting. By thinking how to make a somewhat dry part of Torah interesting to someone else, you might discover for yourself why it is really exciting. It says in Pirkei Avot that when 10 people are learning Torah together, God's presence is with them. While you can't always teach to groups of interested people, by imagining you are teaching to them, you get the adrenaline rush that other people's input and questions can give you. By stepping outside your comfort zone, you make Torah come alive.